we've come out and about on one of our little jaunts. It's because it's actually quite a nice day for weather. And normally when I come here, for some unknown reason, Mrs. Mark will do our shopping in the wet. So no rain today, but I'm stood outside Ludlow Farm Shop with Managing Director John Edwards. Excellent surname, John.
Yeah, thank you very much. I like it.
Yeah. Now, tell us before we step inside and we start having a look around, the history of Ludlow Farm Shop. How did it end up here, not in the middle of the town, but on the edge?
Okay, so Ludlow Farm Shop came actually first opened 2007. It's part of the Earl of Plymouth estates, so the land that we sit around, we're about 6,500 acres of our farmland, 8,000 acre estate, and this sits right in the centre of it.
Yeah.
So for us, it's all about using the land we've got. As a farm, we produce meat, we produce a whole stack of things, but the main thing really was the pork. We had nowhere for our pork to be sold, nowhere for our meat to be sold, and the idea was we're going to start with a little small farm shop. The little farm shop idea grew and grew and grew, as they all do, to the point where we've delivered what we've got today, which was in 2007, pretty unique in the UK. We fast forward to today, and there's no one else doing exactly what we do still in the UK, which either says we're still ahead of the game, or it's actually really challenging to do what we do.
Yeah. Now, of course, Ludlow's famous for the food festival. So that was kind of a lovely little boon that sort of you two could bounce off each other, because people come to Ludlow with great taste, don't they? Because there have been Michelin-starred restaurants. At one point, there was more Michelin-starred restaurants in Ludlow than anywhere else outside London.
Correct.
So people that come here are people with good food taste buds, you know, chef's kiss.
that's what we think as well, and so we try to carry on that sort of ethos with what we do. So everything we do is all about quality. It's all about using the local produce. Where possible, we only use suppliers that are either in Shropshire or the surrounding counties. So this is all about the ethos of using as much produce and much ingredients as local. That's what we do, and the quality of the product we do always has to be absolutely top drawer. So we think we've kind of carried on that. Although we've got no Michelin star restaurants in Ludlow now, we feel that we're carrying the baton a little bit more. The fact that there's still good food in here, still high quality, and of course the site allows us to do more than just food in the shop. We've got the restaurants, we've got the hotel as well. So it's all about adding variety and high quality produce to the area and continuing that legacy.
Right, we'll talk about the other places on the site in just a bit, but John and I are actually going to walk in now. You may hear it's the sound of it change. Just walk me through the farm shop. I mean, from my memory, do you actually have a butchery in here that people can look through a window and see?
Oh yeah. So the concept of this was that if we're looking just behind us now, I'll take you through the shop itself.
Yeah, that's the deli counter, isn't it? The meats and cheeses.
It's more than a deli counter. So the room behind is where we make our cheese.
Yeah.
So we've got our own dairy on a farm. We collect our milk every single day. We bring the milk across here, and then we make 9 different cheeses in that room there just behind it. So the idea is that people can see what's going on through that glass. So when they're standing by the cheese counter, they can look through the glass and see Paul, who's our cheesemaker, making the cheese that they're actually buying from the counter. And that's the whole concept of what we do here. So yes, we have got butchers, but we also roast our own coffee. So we buy our coffee from all over the world, and it comes in green, and we roast it here. So every single cup of coffee that we sell on site is roasted here, on site here. We have a butcher's, we have a bakery, we have a production kitchen which does everything that you think of a deli, that it does all that. We have a jams room where we make almost 100,000 jars of jams, pickles, chutneys a year, 65 different varieties. So we do as much as we can, and I suppose that's one of the things that makes us unique, is the variety that we achieve every single week, every single month. But it's also those things you can't get anywhere else, because they're only sold here. So if you like our meat or like our cheese, you have to come here, which you kind of like, really.
Yeah. And you're not going to get any fresher. That very fact that you said through a glass window, you can see them making the cheese. It's from cheese to counter. There's no transportation in between other than somebody moving it physically.
And that's it. The farm is less than 2 miles away. It's 1.5 miles away. We'll go out first thing in the morning at 6 o'clock, pick up the milk. It could have been literally milked that morning. It's as fresh as it possibly can be. We bring it back here and we start making butter, yogurt, and obviously all the cheeses as well.
Now, in addition, let's just walk a little bit further into the store. In addition to anything that you produce here on site, and there's everything from olive oils to garlic I'm looking at here, you also support other local businesses as well, because you've got local ciders, haven't you, and ales?
So if you look at our ciders, ales, pretty much everything we've got there, we don't buy anything from further away than the four counties around us. So it's all about providing the customer with a Shropshire experience rather than a generic farm shop experience. So all the things we buy, where possible, our buying ethos is, well, actually, if we can make it, we'll make it. If we can't make it, we'll look at Shropshire. If Shropshire can't produce it, we'll look at the four counties, and we carry on going out like that. So if we can't buy it, we will look further afield. But the thing with Shropshire, it's such a good county, and the counties around, for producing really high quality product, I don't need to look any further than where we are right now for some really fantastic products. And that goes for gin, that goes for pretty much all of our alcohol, even to the point where English wines now, over the last probably 2 months, we've doubled the collection of our English wines. It's now the biggest single collection we do, pure and simply because English wines or UK wines are actually really, really good now.
Yeah, they are really up and coming, aren't they? People are talking about English wine now, which almost sounds like a bit of a joke, but they are battling the French for quality, aren't they?
I think they are, and what we found is that from our fastest selling products, now are the UK produced wines. So whereas maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago that wasn't the case, now we're seeing that much more of our customers, or many more of our customers, looking to buy local, and much more local where they can. And wine now isn't a poor relation at all, not at all.
No, all very good. So it's quite busy in here. Lots of people having a shop around. We've mentioned the cheeses and the meats. I love the decor, by the way. It's got a kind of farmhouse country kitchen feel to it.
It looks like it, yes, it does. It's a lot of work to get to this point. We rebranded 5 years ago because I think people weren't quite sure what a food centre was, so we rebranded to the farm shop. And all the pictures you see, every single one, isn't a generic picture. It's a picture taken of our product with our workers in there and our kitchens, etc. So we kind of think it's real. It's a real good representation of what goes on, because it's our stuff that you see in the pictures.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Also, along the back, what have we got? That's the meat over there, isn't it? And some big legs of pork on there, because you said that's where it all started. Still very much a highlight then of what you sell.
So the pork was, going back to 2006, 2007, the market fell out of pork. And so Lord Plymouth wanted to look at what we could do in terms of developing a place to sell it for, as I said before, and pork was the one that really drove the concept of the farm shop. Those there actually aren't legs of pork, they're actually air-dried ham.
All right.
So it's all about what we can do to add value to a product. So we have a leg of pork and you have a ham, and those are actually air-dried ham. So we dry those for about 9 months before they are allowed to be cut.
So there's air-dried, that's something that's new to me. I know about smoking meat like that, but air-drying?
Yeah, so we try and add value. So this is the fun bit for us. We add value where we possibly can. So if you take a leg of pork, we've got our own smokers, so we smoke our products, we cure our own products. And then the next stage on for us was always about charcuterie. So making salamis, making hams, and utilising some of the cuts that traditionally are actually quite difficult to utilise, or from a balance of the animal, the meat of the animal, is actually quite difficult. That came to fruition probably about 9-10 years ago. John, who's our head butcher, decided to have a go at it. Really, really successful for us now. Very successful.
I assume, therefore, if you're talking charcuterie, you've got a good selection of olives.
We do, and again, this is where there are a number of really, really good olives producers in the UK, or suppliers. However, we go to a local chap who produces our olives for us, who actually mixes them and does all our range. So although we can't grow the olives in this country, what we can do, we can provide support to a local company who does that for us. And that's kind of what we do. Where we can't do that, then we'll do it as local as we can.
All right, we're going to take a walk back outside again, because there's more to the site than just the farm shop, which, by the way, is very bustling at the moment. Lots of great flavours I can smell as well.
Certain times of year, you can tell exactly what's happening. So if you walk into the farm shop January and February, it's marmalade season. The whole shop smells like marmalade. It's fantastic. So depending on what time of the year it is, depending on what time of the week it is, you'll get different smells in there based on what the guys are making. So yeah, it's a nice place to work, that's for sure.
Great atmosphere to soak up. Now, there's a gift shop on the second story as well of the farm shop, but there's more than just that, because also if you're into being green fingered, there's some garden centery stuff as well, isn't there? Tell us what else is here.
Okay, so the site itself is 10 acres, so it's a big old site. So the first thing that I'd say that works for us is we've got free car parking spaces. We've got over 200 car parking spaces, so coming off the A49, onto site, really easy, find a parking space, dead simple. Outside that then, when you get into the place itself, we've got the plant centre. Now in there, it's a garden centre effectively, so it's got a really good range of gifts and garden associated products in the main building, and then behind that it's got a fantastic range of plants and all the outdoor products as well. So that really is a draw for us, that's very successful. Then next to that we've got our newest business, which is Ludlow Distillery. That's run by Sean Ward and his team, and it's quite a new business. I think it's about 5 years old. Sean may correct me, I'm sure it's 5 years old. They came to us this year, and in that whole space there they do everything from distilling to retailing to distribution. Whereas most gin companies,
I was going to say, which was it, spirits or beers? It's gin, right?
This is gin. So Ludlow Gin is the main product he sells. However, with most gin companies, that's all they do. What Sean does, he does gin, he does whiskey, he does vodka, he does rum, he does liqueurs, he does some brandy. So he makes 28 products in there. Again, Sean may correct me, but he does that sort of number all out of that space. And what Sean does, he has a little retail shop on the front, which is lovely, but he also does daily tours, he does talk and taste, he does wine tasting sessions. So it really is an eclectic type of business where it's not just about going by, you can actually see the operation taking place every single day.
Yeah. Now you also have an art gallery, but also the Clive pub. So if somebody wants a nice bit of lunchtime scram on their way through, they can pop in there, can they?
They can. So the artist first, the artist gallery, they've been with us about four and a half years, and there's 8 resident artists, it's a really eclectic mix of products. The artists are fantastic, and they have guest artists coming on site all the time. So we've got an artist gallery here. It doesn't show their whole range, but it shows enough to make you interested. And it's a really fantastic quality. The Clive Arms is our pub. It's a 17 room hotel, so we have the bedrooms, that's obviously for people coming to stay in Shropshire, and then we also have dining in there as well. So if you're looking for a really good evening meal, and Charlie is our head chef there, and Charlie is one of those lucky finds that drops into your lap and you can't believe just how lucky you are. So Charlie's been with us now over almost 12 months, and the standard of food in there is absolutely fantastic. So if you want an evening meal, you want a Sunday lunch, you want a Saturday and Sunday, pop in there for lunch as well. Really, really good for us.
Now, the perfect opportunity to come down, if you've never been here, is to come to your summer fun day, which is coming up Saturday the 12th of August, 10 till 4. You can tell that I know my spiel here. Obviously, as we mentioned, free parking, but there's loads and loads going on, isn't there, John?
It's probably the best day of the year, we think. And when we joined COVID, we couldn't do it, and that was really disappointing for us. It was up last year, and we're doing it again this year, and it's just... I kind of think where the sort of genesis for this came from is when I was young and we'd go to village fates, it's kind of that, but bigger. So you'll get all the type of thing, you have face painting, you get bouncy castles, donkey rides, you have sports activities like pitch and putt, and so there's all sorts going on. And it's just a nice day. We don't make any money out of it. It's just to say, come to here, let's put something back into the community. It doesn't cost a lot, and actually free entry is free. A lot of the things we do on that day are also free. It's a fantastic day. Every year so far, touch wood, we've done it. We've had good weather, so I've just probably jinxed it. But normally we have good weather, and it's just a lovely, lovely day.
There are some covered areas, and I've just noticed the gin distillery will be open, so they are. That's all you need
that's
to know.
That's where Mum and Dad end up, I think. Yeah. So absolutely. So gin distillery is open. We've got the covered area in front of the picnic space. We've got the ice cream. We've got the little kitchen as well. So there was plenty of covered spaces, but we're not planning for rain. We're planning for sun.
So there you are. This is John Edwards talking to me at Ludlow Farm Shop. Come down if you've never tried it. Remember, parking's free, so no excuses about worrying about that. Make sure you've got plenty of money in your pocket to spend here. The Summer Fun Day is Saturday the 12th of August. Kicks off at 10. No excuses for anybody not to come down, is there, John?
I don't think so, because the weather's going to be good. There's lots and lots going on. And, yeah, we'd love to see as many people as possible, because it's a really, really nice day.
Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.